when they open their bank account.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. There must be something in the air because our platform sometimes has been having some challenges. So if you are listening in and you say, I tried calling and calling and calling, I know. So you might have to listen to the recording of these radio shows as well. Not our fault. Could be something happening with the magma. You know, the magnetic sphere or something else like that in the planet. Who knows? Probably something to do with global warming or anything else. I have no idea.
Right.
Something like that. But the reason why we're here tonight, which is a Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. on the Central side, is we have our good friend, her name is Jackie, on, and we talk about asset protection and kind of money management. We've spoken about credit repair and collections and sometimes the difference between both, and just really useful topics that most people, by the way, for whatever reason, because maybe it's not their niche, try to avoid. It's a little bit like cleaning out my garage. You know, it's just kind of like I can think about 100 other things to do other than clean out my garage. Well, if Jackie were the cleaning out my garage person, she'd be grabbing me by my ear. Come on, let's go. It's not going to be that bad. Let's go. So when it comes to asset protection or credit repair, debt consolidation or any of that sort of stuff, people like Jackie is who you want to talk to, and Jackie specifically is who you want to talk to, and that's why we do this radio show. If you want to hear other radio shows that we've done, go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jackie. So buildingfortunesradio.com/Jackie, and you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows as well. So having said that, I poke a little fun at myself in regard to these types of things because we all know that sometimes you got to do stuff that you just either uncomfortable with, don't know how to do, maybe you're a little bit afraid, maybe it's just like the fear of the unknown, could be a combination of anything, and this whole asset protection management money thing might be some of that for some portion of our population. Now, there's a certain portion of our population because oh, man, I want to do this. Like, this is, I'm all over this. And whatever population that is, we're not talking to you because you've probably already done it or you're going to do it or you want to do it. You're going to call up Jackie and take advantage of it. We're going to spend a little bit of time on this one talking to the people that probably should and maybe resist a little bit, so she's going to make you feel okay. So even though she's going to grab you by your ear, drag you out, and get it done, you'll be like, oh, that wasn't so bad. Oh, that was pretty easy. I'm so glad that I did that. And she would say probably something like, I told you so. So, Jackie, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Peter, do you think you could talk faster?
I think I can. Because you can listen quick. You can listen quick.
You know, years ago, when I was, you know, in advertising and sales, and my clients were auto dealers, they would get hypnotized by the speed of my voice because I talk as fast as you do. So I would see them blaring at my mouth moving, and they would say to me, "Do you ever breathe?" And then I would slow down, and I said, if I'm talking too fast, I'll slow down, and just in that speed, you know, and they just start laughing.
But I will, right after you sign this paperwork,
you got 5 minutes. I said, that's okay, because I talk fast.
Right.
Anyways, Peter, you know what? As much as I know about asset protection and debt consolidation and all the things about money and how to budgeting and all this stuff, as good as I am with it, which is, I think, really good, and I'm really, you know, pleased at all the knowledge that I can share with people on a very basic level, you know, so that they can understand it. Don't ever ask me to come and clean out your garage because I don't
clean
out mine either.
I get it.
God did not put me here. You know what? Everybody's got a specialty, I've always said. Mine is certainly not organizing.
If you have a super clean garage, you don't have enough things going on in your life, or there's something wrong.
And if you don't they talk about if you have a clean desk, that's a sign of an empty mind.
I guess.
I don't know, because even if I straighten it up, somehow within a week it's back the way it was.
Well, I've had kids, so the problem is that if you have kids in the garage, especially kids like my kids. You know, it's kind of like everybody goes in there, take something, move it around, especially when they leave and they come back home. I love it when they come back home. Then they leave again, they come back home, bring more stuff. We've consolidated. Hell, I got more important things in my life. You know what I mean? Like, I got more important. And my mom's not coming over, so it's not like I have to worry about that. So there we go. So anyways, let's move on. You know what?
Your mistake was... You didn't do what I did when my kids were leaving the house. That as they were moving out of their bedroom, I was moving stuff in.
Oh.
And they would say to me, Mom, this is still my bedroom. I said, no, this is my storage room.
Right.
And I said, I'll share food with you. You can spend a night or a couple nights here, but you no longer live with me.
I am not like that at all. I'm like, let's leave it exactly where it was. Let's leave it exactly where it was. We'll just close the door and I'll come in and look and mesmerize myself every once in a while. Yeah, I'm kind of like a throwback. I'm more nostalgic. Now, on the other hand, my wife is kind of like, well, he's not here right now. Let's move it out. Like, how can you do that? What's wrong?
Well, when they move, you know what? All I see is it's an open room for storage.
Yep.
I didn't move out their bed. I didn't move out certain things. I just started moving boxes in.
Yep. I hear you. Well, let's talk about...
Anyways, let's talk about asset protection. And as I've done in many past calls and stuff like that, so I bring it down to a very... basic 101, I say kindergarten level, so that everybody can understand it no matter where they are in their education and learning about asset protection. And it covers a very large span of different things, because every time you get into one little area, there's another rabbit hole that you can go over to, or you can go spin off from. And that's how it started with me. It's like, when I was doing, a debt consolidation or teaching people how to budget better, and then it branched off. But one of the things that I've learned about, and it's, God, you can go to an attorney, you can go to a group that does this, and they'll charge you an arm and leg, but there's nobody, and it's not just me patting myself on the back. I've had all my clients are just overwhelmed by how much I give them and how I explain everything. I've even done calls where I explain every legal document that they get in their, one of the packages that I have is the Invisible New Mexico LLC. And why do I use New Mexico? You don't have to live in New Mexico. You don't have to open up a bank account in New Mexico. I'm just registering your LLC in New Mexico, and there's many reasons, but the biggest reason, and that's why it's called Invisible, is I make sure, New Mexico is known for this, ownership is not exposed on the public records. Now, there's only, I think, two or three states in the country that you can register your LLC and not have it exposed on the public records. Nevada is not one of them, and the attorney groups keep pushing Nevada. I don't, because Nevada will cost you an arm, a leg, and a lung. And every year you're going to pay through the nose for it. I've picked up a lot of clients as soon as they learn about me and what I charge, who actually I said, cut your losses and just stop paying that LLC in Nevada, because you can get a brand new one with 10-year registered agent for less than you're paying every year. So in Nevada. So, and most of the, Peter, as you discussed earlier, most of the people that set up LLCs will just get the LLC. And by the way, LLC stands for Limited Liability Company. Now, you can use it as a virtual business, the LLC, or you can use it as a disregarded entity, and it'll hold an asset. Okay, now let's define an asset. I would say any asset that you have worth $100,000 or more dollars, it would, you know, require or should have its own LLC. You can, in other words, quit claim it into the LLC, because they know, say you buy your house and it's going to be worth, you know, more than likely $100,000 or more dollars. So they won't give you a loan in an LLC name, but you can, you'll get it in your personal name, and then you can quit claim it into the LLC. Now, you're still responsible, and you're going to be paying the mortgage. It's just that if somebody were to be looking for you or looking where do you have assets or where do you have money because you owe them money, and if you had registered this LLC in a different state, they would be able to find out who owns it. But because it's in New Mexico, all that's going to happen is if they happen to even find out that you registered this in New Mexico, they would go up on the New Mexico site, and there's no name. Peter Mingle's name is not on there. My name's not on there. Nobody's name. And I've learned through the years of me working with New Mexico just how to make sure that there's no trail leading back to you. One of the things I learned, after about a year of setting people up, I learned that even though it's your the name of the owner is not up on the public site, if New Mexico were to have sent you the articles after you, so this is for people who think they're going to do it by themselves, they would keep that in their back office. So if somebody came looking around for you or who owns this, they would have that record, not on the public site, but they could get it and give it to a collection agency or to the IRS or to anybody. So what I've done is every time I see a block or something that needs to be blocked, I become the person who blocks it. So what I do is I get it sent to me. Therefore, the everything stops with me. And, of course, I don't remember. And this is true, by the way. I do not remember. I have, you know, several hundred clients. I don't remember. In fact, many clients will email me and they'll say, oh, can you get me a copy of my articles or this or that? And I'll say, can you tell me the name of the LLC? Because I don't know. I don't remember everybody's LLC. So it's like when I talk to my clients, there's only two people that will ever know who owns this LLC. It's not going to be New Mexico in this case. It's going to be only you, the client, and me. And that's why I tell my clients, don't piss me off.
Anyways,
which is my cute little dry sense of humor. But the whole thing is the buck stops, so to speak, with me. And I even worked out a deal now with my registered agent. Now, one of the things is once you get an LLC, sure, you can go up online to any of these legal places that you can buy, you know, an LLC for like $50, $100, $150, $200. That's just the LLC itself. That doesn't include anything else with it. They won't get your EIN number for you, which I do for the client. I've learned through the years that if I give them a link, which every other company will do, they'll give you a link. It's too confusing, and, you know, one false move and you've made a mistake. So, in other words, if you don't know what to put in the spots, you know, it reminds me of that little joke, maybe you've heard it. A woman has her furnace breakdown, and she calls a furnace guy up. And he comes out, and he's down fixing the furnace for 5 minutes. Comes back upstairs, and he says, that'll be $500.50. She said, $500.50? You were already here 5 minutes. what was the 50 cent for? He said, oh, 50 cents was for the park. She said, well, then what was 500? She says, that's to know where to put the park. And that's the same thing here. It's like, if I give you all the things, if I just give you links, or if I, or any company does, oh, you're going to need a registered agent. Well, where do I get that? And how much should I pay? And oh, you're going to need an operating agreement. Well, what's that? And how much does that cost? And you're going to need an EIN so you can open up a bank account. Well, how do I do that? And what do I put there on the IRS site when I finally get to it, you know, and I click here and I don't know what to put here. I don't know what, you know. I mean, even at the beginning, when I was confused. I had to get somebody to direct me. And then, of course, I've learned also how to stay legal and still not get the client involved. And my registered agent, I've worked out deals with her where I get, normally you have to have, in order to stay valid, in other words, you're an active, in good standing LLC, you have to have a registered agent. And so mostly you would pay by the year. It's rare that you'll find somebody with a couple years that they'll charge you in advance. And it's usually about, it averages about $100, $150 a year. I worked out a deal with my registered agent where my clients get a 10-year package. And they're paying like, in the package, they're paying like $30 a year for it. And I convinced her also to be the organizer so that my client's name stays off of the public records again. So her name's on it. So there's a lot of things extra that I do. And then when, actually it's 9 emails when I send it out to a client after all the legal paperwork is done. And in each email that I send out with a legal document, I will explain to them what it is, what it does, what they should do with it, what they need to do with it. And everyone also gets a year consultation with me included in the package. Unfortunately, some people have tendency to abuse that. Like, they don't look at it for like 6, 7, 8 years and then contact me and they go, I can't find my paperwork. Or you didn't give me, I love this one, you didn't give me this. Excuse me, I have everything documented. I gave you all this. Anyways, moving along, like I said, an LLC is great for if you have a house. You wouldn't want to put a car in it because a car, unless you've got some kind of antique car that's worth over $100,000 or a Ferrari or Excalibur or something that's worth a lot of money, you wouldn't want to put an LLC in it, you know, get it known by an LLC. On the other hand, you can only put one asset of value worth $100,000 or more in each LLC. In other words, you wouldn't want to put, if you owned an income property and you also owned your house, you wouldn't put both of them in one LLC. And here's why. Say you have an income property, and say you were going to put them both into this one LLC to protect it. And that person who lives in your income-producing property has some people over, or even the person who's renting from you, and they have an accident on the property. What they're going to wind up doing is suing you. And if you have more than one house in there, they can take everything that you have in the suit. The attorney would do that, in other words. So you never want to give them more than you would have to if it was ordered by court, in other words. Otherwise, you would never own up to owning this LLC. And I teach that also. I have recordings that I send you where, you know, I'll tell you everything, what you have in your package, how to use it, how to operate out of it, even how I have a recording of how to operate out of your LLC bank account. That's another way to protect your funds from collections or judgments or various other things. These are all different ways, like I said, that I have. And I've got 2 main products. I have a couple others too, but I'm most proud of these 2 main products because nobody you can't get what I have put together and created to help the client. And I did that not because I'm just trying to put fluff into a package. It's because nobody else was doing it, and I saw what problems my clients were having, and they're really struggling to understand, but they don't understand. And I'm not saying it's easy to understand it. I mean, I happen to love this subject matter, and I love teaching it. And maybe this comes from me being in my, you know, my degree was in primary education. But I really love the subject matter. So lucky for anybody who becomes my client, because they get the benefits of all of that so that they understand it. And it's there for them. If they don't get it the first time, they can listen to the call again. It's there, or they can, you know, they can read what I've written, you know, or the information. I have a little script that I give people of what to say to the bank when you're opening a bank account with your LLC, and how not to say you're the owner. You're going to say you're the manager. And this is another way to keep yourself away from the public records so that nobody can come after you and sue you for any of the funds or the monies or anything that you have that you've put into that LLC. Peter, do you have any questions about this, or was I
no,
like,
this
you know,
is,
I know it so
stuff.
Well, and it's
yep, this is all good stuff. Let's take a little commercial break. Give everybody their brains a chance to breathe, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ringles here with Jackie. We're talking about cool stuff like LLCs and things along that line. And Jackie, just as a case in point, and I don't know if this is 100% true, but I heard this once and I think I validated it as well. But when you're talking about an LLC and maybe separate LLCs, the airline companies actually have each plane being a separate corporation for liability reasons. So, like,
you know what? I don't know that to be true, but I would venture to guess that they have top-notch attorneys protecting them, and I'm sure, if they had come to me, I would have put each plane in a separate LLC.
Right. So there's reasons for that, so you can kind of split up the liability or separate the liability just in case there's anything,
right,
like in an airplane, like negligence or, you know, or any kind of an issue, but you'd want it not to be able to go after the whole entire company. You'd want it to be limited by whatever assets were assigned to that individual thing. So all great stuff. Now, most of us aren't United Airlines or whatever airlines that might be out there. I don't fly a lot anymore, so I don't know the consolidation of them.
How about
Southwest.
American Airlines? Yeah.
Yeah, we're not.
United, but go ahead.
Right, we're not doing Transair or whatever it was that's no longer around.
Delta,
we know the Trump Airlines.
Right, yeah.
We know Trump Airlines are around.
Southwest, yeah, there's a
right.
lot of them.
Trump Airlines are not around. So anyway, so having said all of those things, what about the average person? Is this stuff super expensive to be able to set up, and is there a yearly expense in some of these things? Like when you mentioned LLC, in the state of Florida, I have to pay the extortion, you know, through SunBiz. SunBiz is the sunbiz.org of $135 a year just to keep my LLC registered. And I made a mistake one time and did something as an LLP. And an LLP.
Limited liability partnership, yeah.
Right, because I was told to do it as an LLP, but I didn't think about it. And that registration was $1,100. So there's a big difference between 135 and 1,100. So
you should have given that bill to whoever told you that. Yeah.
I know. Trust me, it was an issue.
You register, you know, and Florida's a bad state. I hate to tell you that, Peter, but Florida's it's the one that gives me the most problems. But for me, when I have a problem, to me, that's just a challenge how to get around it.
Right.
And Florida wants you to register, and there's a couple other states too. So you can set your this LLC up in, you know, New Mexico, and you own it for life. I mean, the actual name you own for life, unless you don't have a registered agent on a yearly basis and stay, you know, active and valid as far as in the eyes of New Mexico. You know, but the whole point is some of the states are requiring, and people don't know any better. If you talk to your accountant or your tax guy, he doesn't know either. And he'll just tell you something that he was told or what he thinks to be correct. And he'll tell you, well, you got to register. If you've got a business, you've got to register in the state that you're living in. Well, how about that is not true? Number one, Peter, in your particular case, unless you have a physical product, you have virtual products. You sell through the internet. And if that were the case, you'd have to register in every state in the country and then out of the country. Because do you sell leads only to people in Florida?
No.
No. So you don't have to register in Florida. And believe me, we all learn the hard way, which means through our wallet and when it costs us. But the trick is to learn what is the correct way and not just live the definition of insanity and keep doing it the same way every single year.
Right.
If you had a storefront, Peter, then you would have to register in Florida. Since you have a virtual product, you know leads, in other words, if you were selling clothing and you had a storefront or where people come to your store and try on clothes or look at this or that, that's a different story. Then you'd have to register in your state or even in your area, your township or whatever. But you have a virtual product. Mine is virtual. I don't register in my state either. And I've told that to my clients too. So therefore, and at the beginning when I was in business, yeah, I had a corporation. And every single year I had to register in the state of Illinois, go through the paperwork and pay, you know, God, when I stopped a long time ago, it was up to $150 or something like that, I'm sure. And that's got to be 25, 30 years ago, so I'm sure it's much higher now. But I'm just saying is that most people don't know, and so they just do things because somebody told them their tax guy said. Like even my great tax guy, he would have said, oh, you know, you got to register in Illinois. No, you don't. No, you don't. Or you got to register in Florida. No, you don't. No, you don't. And so one of the things that, like I said, is you would get the LLC, you own it for life, and you don't have anything to file every single year. And the only thing that you would ever have to do after 10 years, remember I said I have 10-year packages of my registered agent, is that after 10 years, she'll notify you that the 10 years are up, and that you need to buy another package just of the registered agent service. So in other words, you wouldn't pay the whole thing again, which you paid for everything else that was included in the package. You would just pay for another 10 years. Now, why 10 years? Because it's most cost efficient to buy it. I used to sell 3-year and 5 years, and it's not cost efficient. 10 years is cost efficient. And
right.
If you were to buy it by the year, any place, you're going to pay $100 to $150 a year. You're buying it by the 10-year package. You're paying, I think it comes out to like, I think $30, $35 a year. That's a big difference.
Wow.
So in other
difference.
Words, you could buy 3 years. If you were paying $100, you could get 3 years by utilizing, you know, 3 years at a time, meaning, you had a 10-year package. it's going to cost you a whole lot less than buying, you know, 3 years or 4 years someplace else.
Right. Makes sense. Absolutely makes sense. Well, perfect. Well, believe it or not, we're running out of time, and you usually give us your information for people to be able to follow up with you.
Oh, gosh, yes. Okay. Gosh, well, since time goes by so quickly when we're on the call together, you know, we might have to extend some more information about this into next week's call.
There we go.
But here's my information, how to get a hold of me if you're interested in, I have a recording. I offer a free recording on asset protection and LLCs. And there's no obligation. You can email me, put the subject line, please send your New Mexico LLC asset, you know, recording. And the other plan, and that's three words rolled into one, THEOTHERPLAN, no dashes, no spaces or dots between those words, at gmail.com. And, of course, my name is Jackie. And that's probably, you know, going to be it for this evening.
Excellent. Well, we're done.
I hope
thanks for being
here. Those who are listening learn something.
Great information. Excellent information. The most important thing they learned is you know your stuff. So follow up with Jackie if you're interested in any
either
of the
that or I'm a good
right
I'm a good procrastinator.
You're good at this. You're good at this. We'll catch everybody next week. Thanks everybody for being here. Thanks Jackie as usual. Bye for now.
All right.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.